With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Two bills to expand a scholarship to help low-income families pay for childcare are advancing at the Montana Legislature. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Cheyenne Mickelson, a Livingston mom of two, told lawmakers she cares for her youngest at home, but hopes to re-enter the workforce soon. Her husband works full-time in law enforcement. However, she's unsure if going back to work is financially feasible.
If both of our children were in daycare 5 days a week, we could be paying most of our income to childcare. And obviously, we cannot afford to do that.
Mickelson spoke in support of House Bill 457, which would expand eligibility for the state's existing Best Beginning Scholarship. It would set the program's income threshold at 85% of the state's median income, or about $68,000 a year for a family of three. According to data from Montana Kids Count, licensed childcare providers in Montana had capacity to meet roughly half the demand for out-of-home care in 2024. The State Department of Labor and Industry says about 66,000 parents are not able to fully participate in Montana's workforce due to the lack of care. Democratic Representative Jonathan Carlin, the bill's sponsor, says the current income cap for the scholarship is leaving out families who need it.
We've sort of created a benefits cliff here where families that, you know, might want to take a raise at work, might want to pick up more hours, might want to work more, can't do that because then they're going to lose their childcare scholarship and they're not going to be able to work at all.
Some Republicans say the $17 million price tag is too high. Carlin is carrying another proposal, House Bill 456, to make childcare workers automatically eligible for the Best Beginning Scholarship for their own children. The State Labor Department says low pay for the childcare workforce is largely responsible for the lack of care in Montana. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.